In Australia's major cities, it's hard to miss the boom in mobile app-based food delivery services. The likes of Foodora, Deliveroo and Uber Eats seem to have swarms of scooters and bikes delivering meals across town. But the Transport Workers Union says the riders are paid less than the minimum wage, and they're launching a test case with the Fair Work Commission to try to change that. George Roberts reports.
They whiz through the streets on scooters or cycle up hills like a Peloton rider in the rain just to deliver your dinner. 28-year-old Josh Kluger from Melbourne did bicycle deliveries for Foodora.
I joined when they were like a fresh startup company. In that time, I saw them progress a little bit, but they were always kind of sloppy.
He ended up a manager.
When I first joined, they were doing $14 an hour and $5 per delivery.
But he says Foodora started slashing what it was paying riders.
They changed it to flat 10 per order, zero per hour. And then just over time, they just dropped it from 10 to 9 to 8 and then to 7 in February this year.
Right. And so now they're just doing a flat $7 per delivery.
Yeah, no matter how far, no matter how much food it is, flat 7.
The Transport Workers Union, or TWU, National Secretary is Tony Sheldon. He says delivery riders are being ripped off.
Three quarters are receiving less than the minimum wage. Many of them are receiving no sick leave, workers' compensation.
What's a typical working week look like then for these riders?
26% turn around and do more than 40 hours a week. It's over 7% that do more than 80 hours a week. And the vast majority of drivers have this as their only means of financial support.
Josh Kluger started attending union meetings and talking to other drivers about working conditions. Not long afterwards, he got dropped by Foodora.
Yeah, I think it's very much linked to me speaking out.
This week, the TWU is taking Josh Kluger's and another delivery rider's case to the Fair Work Commission, arguing unfair dismissal. Tony Sheldon hopes there'll be test cases to have riders protected as employees.
They've got companies earning and turning over billions of dollars. They've got multi-millionaire company owners putting money into their pockets while literally they're practicing wage theft against some of the most vulnerable workers in this country.
AM requested an interview with Foodora, but a spokeswoman provided a statement instead that says,
"The Foodora model is part of the gig economy, where flexibility and an autonomous workforce are the elements that make it unique, functional and appealing to workers."
The company is open about not guaranteeing hourly pay, saying,
"Foodora riders are engaged as contractors and they have the freedom to work when and where they want, as much as they want. They have the ability to accept and reject delivery orders as they wish."
Josh Kluger's reaction?
When you're running the app and you receive an order, the decline button doesn't work, so you have to accept it. It's not truly flexible at all, actually, because it's still have to pick your shifts when you can work. And if you want to pick a different type of shift or in a different zone, you have no choice in that. You can only pick what they give on offer.
Former Foodora manager and delivery rider Josh Kluger ending that report from George Roberts.